Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel 1-3. So now the Mishnah is going to speak out the specific holidays that it had in mind. Now the Mishnah is referring to the holidays that were part of the Roman culture that was present in Eretz Yisrael, you know, in the 2nd century, the time of the Mishnah. So these holidays are sort of lost to us. We don't have them, but it would be appropriate to whatever pagan holidays there were and whatever locale a person was living in. Here the Mishnah says, Ve'elu edehen shel ovdei kochavim. This is the list of the particular festivals we had in mind, says the Mishnah. First of all, Kalenda. Now, Kalenda, says the Bar Tanura, was the 8 days after the winter solstice. Okay, so winter solstice, let's call that the 22nd of December. So basically you're talking about December 23rd to the 31st of the year. And then Yosef, says the Mishnah, the Starnura, which is a separate holiday, and says the Bar Tanura, those are the 8 days prior to the winter solstice, winter solstice being the shortest day of the year. And the Bar Tanura brings from the Gemara already that these are pagan holidays that stretch back to the origins of Adam Rishon himself. After the Chait, the world started getting darker as the days got shorter. Adam was panicked that the world was coming to an end. After the winter solstice, the word solstice, sol means sun, stasis means to, you know, to be stand still. So that was like the cusp after which the days lengthened again and the sun, you know, no longer was so moved more towards the western horizon from off as a, yeah. So the point is that Adam saw that the world wasn't coming to an end, that it was the way of the world, that days get longer and shorter, and therefore he had a festival, a celebration all to himself. So the first 8 days, he was sort of praying that he shouldn't, his world shouldn't come to an end, and then after he was celebrating that it didn't come to an end, and somehow the Gentiles and the pagans and the idolaters jumped on to that. I should speak out, if you do like a, you know, a search into secular sources, the Roman Empire had a holiday called Kalenda, which was actually the first day of the Roman month. It was the first day of the month, so really there were like 12 calendae every year, so to speak, first of each month, and was considered especially auspicious time to pay off debts, as it happened, so therefore that would be the one day that would be especially bad to do business with them, and it was like a little mini festival every month of the year in the Roman Empire period. And well, Starnura is hard to find. There is a separate holiday that is well known called Saturnalia, and Saturnalia actually mentions the name Saturnalia from the word Saturn, which is also the name of a pagan deity, as well as a planet today. So that was like a festival that was indeed this sort of a 7-day festival around the winter solstice, which is celebrated every year. It had like sort of this carnivalesque debauchery going on over there, and it was their festival. Okay, fine. Then you have Ukratesim. Ukratesim, says the Bar Tanura, was the anniversary of the Roman defeat of the Yavanim, the Greek Empire. Perhaps it's a reference to the year 167 BCE, when in the Third Macedonian War, the Romans in fact defeated the Macedonian Empire. Perhaps, again, same thing. In addition, you have Yom Gnusia Shel Malachim, the coronation day of the new emperor, Yom Haleda, the birthday of the emperor, and Yom HaMisa, the anniversary of his death. Divrei Meir, Meir adds those. So these were additional days that the empire celebrated in recognition of their emperor, who in different times and places was like a quasi-deity as well in the time of the Roman Empire. The Chum omrim, kol ha-misa sheyesh ba sreifa yesh ba avodah zarah. The Chum say it depends. Not every anniversary of the death of the emperor and like his son's rule was considered to be a pagan holiday. It depends. If there was sreif involved, sreif means burning, meaning if they took the possessions of the emperor, the deceased emperor, and burned them, indicating that the emperor was so exalted that it wouldn't be appropriate for anybody else to have his stuff, etc., then he's sort of been like quasi-deified, and then the anniversary was sort of a pagan holiday and a festival that we restricted as such. But the She'en Bas Reifa, if you're talking about the anniversary of the death of an emperor, which upon his death they didn't burn his possessions, so obviously it wasn't that big a deal to them, he wasn't that hot stuff, and there wasn't that sort of pagan association with him in the anniversary of his death afterwards, Ein Ba Avodah Zarah, there's no idolatrous restrictions on that day. Now, in addition, says the Mishnah, there's the possibility of each individual people having their private kind of personal festival based on events in their personal life. And therefore, it'd be restricted to do business with them on their personal holiday, even though the rest of the society isn't celebrating and they're, you know, open for business, if you will, halachically speaking. So the Mishnah says, Yom Tiglachas Zekano Ubloriso, the day that the pagan idolater shaves his beard, and Bloriso is like the lock of hair on the back of his head that he was growing, kind of like an annual event. It was a personal celebration, and it involved idol worship, and so it would be forbidden to do business or lend or borrow with the person on his private holiday. And Yom Sha'ala Bo Min Hayam, the day he returned from traveling on the oceans, which is, of course, very dangerous. V'yom Shiyatza Bo Mebesa Asurim, and same goes, day he got out of prison, if he got out of jail. So he is going to celebrate. It'll be a personal holiday for him, and it's forbidden to do business with him unless he ascribed the stuff you do for him to his personal deity. Also says the Mishnah, Va'ovid kochavim sha'ase mishteh levno, also for an idolater who makes like a wedding feast, if you will, for his son. It seems that the Rishonim didn't have this part of the Mishnah in there, and it's probably coming from a brayse elsewhere and probably doesn't belong in the Mishnah originally speaking, but in any case, the same idea would apply. On all those days, eino asar ela oso hayom va'oso ish belvad. There are restrictions, but the restrictions on doing business or lending or borrowing are limited to the particular person on his particular day of celebration. But other people around him and other days before this person's celebration would not be restricted in terms of doing business, buying, selling, lending, etc.